All this week on Boise State Public Radio News, we are featuring interviews with Idaho gubernatorial candidates. Lieutenant Governor Brad Little has been in Idaho politics since 1981 and was the Republican Majority Caucus Chair for 6 years. The rancher from Emmett has received the endorsement of establishment Republicans, including current Governor Butch Otter. Frankie Barnhill first spoke with Little about how he would address Idaho's Medicaid gap.
The proposal that existed in the legislature this year, I think, probably would have legs under it next year. But we'll see what the initiative does.
And if you were governor, you know, you pushed that proposal very hard as lieutenant governor. What would you do differently as governor? How confident are that you could change that scenario so that the legislature indeed passes something along those lines?
Well, there's actually two groups of people. There's the people that have been left out, which is that 62,000 that you alluded to. And then there's even a bigger group of somewhere between 100 and 160,000 that have dropped their insurance, and they're doing it every day because of the cost. These are people that don't get a tax subsidy. We need to get both of them in because insurance only works and the healthcare system only works if people have coverage. That was the whole theory of the Affordable Care Act that was that in practical manner never worked. And that's why through our executive order, we're trying to pick up those people above. But the ones below will either be addressed through the initiative, or I'm confident that in the next session of the legislature as governor, because the legislature's there, but they all agree a little different on one thing or the other, and they just need to be brought together early and coalesce around a solution.
And you feel confident that you could get them to coalesce around
yes.
that? Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. What would you do to tackle that problem when Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years? I know this is an issue you talk about often.
Well, first thing, we got to get the kids reading proficiently at the end of the third grade. And I've offered a smorgasbord of different options for each school district to address that. Because if these kids aren't reading proficiently at the end of the third grade, not only is it harmful for them, but it drags down the cohort, all their classmates. And so that's my number one item.
Okay. And specifically, what would you do around that issue of proficiency, or what programs would you continue and really champion, I guess?
As some of these school districts, on the first day of kindergarten, 15% of them show up maybe thinking they might go to college. In other school districts, 80% of them think they're going to college. You can't use the same tools in one school as another. And that's why I think we need a full-day kindergarten, reading coaches, summer reading programs. In some of these districts, summer reading programs are absolutely essential because you get these kindergartens right up to where they're recognizing their letter and then they fall back in the summer. And there was another program that doesn't exist anymore that I would reapply, and that's students or parents as teachers, where you kind of have circuit riders that go around, particularly in these rural areas, and show people what they need to do about helping their kids recognize letters and numbers and shapes and colors. And so I think you offer a toolbox of resources to the local school districts and then let the professionals in the classroom pick which tool works to get those kids reading proficiently at the end of the third grade.
So Idaho has a rich Western heritage that's treasured in its rural areas, but urban centers are quickly growing. What would you do to preserve Idaho's traditions while also embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country?
We have to maintain the infrastructure in our rural communities, whatever the industry that's there, mines, mills, farms, food processing, as technology does away with jobs. We have to either add value to the existing commodities or bring new industry in there, diversify those communities so they're resilient, because they pay for the healthcare. They keep the pharmacy and the bank and the schools and the police and the fire all open. So my experience in rural Idaho and spending a lot of time traveling around the state, I will always opt for diversifying the economy and trying to create critical mass, because as the urbanites from Boise go out to the rural part of Idaho, they want to make sure that there's a healthcare system there, that there's that police and fire and emergency services are funded. And we can't do that if we don't have a growing economy there.
That was Lieutenant Governor Brad Little. To listen back to all of our interviews with Idaho gubernatorial candidates, visit boisestatepublicradio.org.